This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Plumes of black smoke were seen rising in southern Gaza's Khan Yunis on Wednesday from Israel. Israel forces shelled eastern areas of Rafah and pounded several areas of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, residents said. Fear is growing among Palestinians packed into their last refuge in Gaza that Israel will soon launch a planned assault on the southern city of Rafah after truce talks in Cairo ended inconclusively. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Israel faced growing international pressure on Wednesday as talks in the Egyptian capital involving the United States, Israel, Egypt, and Qatar came to an end without any sign of a breakthrough. Officials did say, though, that Tuesday's talks were constructive and would continue. More than 1 million Palestinians are crammed into Rafah, next to the border with Egypt. Many there are living in tent camps and makeshift shelters after fleeing Israeli bombardments elsewhere in Gaza. The Israeli military says it wants to flush out Islamist militants from hideouts in Rafah and free hostages being held there after the Hamas rampage in Israel on October 7th. However, it has given no details of a proposed plan to evacuate civilians.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine's military says it sank a Russian landing ship in the Black Sea using naval drones, a report that has not been confirmed by Russian forces. Ukraine's general staff says the large landing ship sank near a city on the Crimean Peninsula Moscow annexed in 2014. Ukraine's military intelligence says its Special Operations Unit Group 13 sank the ship using sea drones on Wednesday. The Russian military did not immediately comment on the claim, saying it had only downed six Ukrainian drones over the Black Sea.